Southeast groups serving low-income and homeless people say the needs are greater this holiday season. Despite improvements nationwide, the economy is still hitting many residents hard. Holiday food collections are having mixed success, and most are asking for continued donations. Costa Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The worst of the economic recession has bypassed many Southeast residents, but some at the lower end of the income range have seen increasingly hard times. United Way of Southeast Executive Director Brenda Hewitt says the need for assistance is up 15% to 20% this year. One reason is that people are moving around in search of work that isn't there.
We are seeing more people coming to the cities because they're not having work in the rural areas. They think that they're going to be able to find jobs in the city, and they aren't necessarily there, or they find out that times are a little tougher than they thought.
The movement isn't just from villages to cities, it's also from the lower 48 to Alaska. Dave Kyle heads up Wrangell's Salvation Army Corps.
I have dealt with three or four people that have come to Wrangell expecting to find work. I've dealt with at least two that just looked us up on a map and said, I want to go there. And I got to ask them, did you call the Chamber of Commerce before you came up here?
The Rasmussen Foundation has already sent extra money to some of the region's Salvation Armies to help boost food and other programs. Dozens of other churches, shelters, and service groups have also been collecting and delivering groceries for Thanksgiving drives as well as regular assistance programs. Success has been mixed. A week before Thanksgiving, the Glory Hole's Maria Levishuk was still looking for holiday supplies.
We need canned goods such as canned green beans and canned corn, when we have no cranberry sauce at all. And we don't have stuffing. We're actually going to make stuffing. I'm having the staff make stuffing, too, out of our old bread.
Donations poured in over the weekend, but more were still needed. The Kluwak Salvation Army also reported coming up a little short. The Corps' Ronnie Davis says the group supplies regular boxes of groceries to about 70 families on Prince of Wales Island.
The food that we have in our food pantry normally would go to that to enhance what we get from the Food Bank of Alaska. But this year we didn't have our food drive, so I'm looking at my pantry right now and I've got like 90% of their shelves are empty.
Wrangell's Salvation Army also ended up with fewer canned goods from this year's drive, which involved scouts and school groups. But Kyle of the local Corps branch says that's still enough because the town's needs have changed.
We have fewer people coming in with an increase of food to each individual. So overall, we're coming out okay. The Lord's working it out that it all comes out in the end. So we're not hurting bad. We just have to adjust the way we do things.
Cash donations and organizations' meager savings usually fill whatever gaps are left in holiday food boxes. And if there are leftovers from Thanksgiving drives, they go towards Christmas deliveries and community meals. Hewitt of the United Way says groups always seem to find a way to help those in need.
In living in some of the smaller communities in Southeast, I just remember that if there was a family and you knew that they were hungry, they ended up with food. And that's just sort of an Alaskan tradition.
As Thanksgiving preparations wind down, Christmas drives gear up. The Salvation Army has its Angel Tree program, where donors are matched with children whose families can't afford gifts. Other groups are collecting jackets, gloves, heaters, and toiletries for homeless people trying to make it through the winter. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.